From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces launched an offensive Sunday to gain control of the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group. U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk says the offensive is receiving American air support.
When it comes to Raqqa, I want to make very clear, it is our principal priority throughout this campaign that the vanguard of the force that takes major territory from Daesh should be locally based forces.
McGurk also said the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, met in Ankara Sunday with his Turkish counterparts for talks on the new offensive. Those talks appear aimed at easing Turkish concerns about Kurdish participation in the operation. Turkey sees the Syrian Kurdish Fighting Force as a terrorist organization. Iraq troops inside the city of Mosul slowed their advance on Sunday on the city's eastern front. Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods in that area, and troops are trying to protect civilians from being harmed in the battle. The spokesman for Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party announced Sunday it is withdrawing from parliament after an unprecedented arrest of nine of its lawmakers, including the party's two co-leaders. In a televised speech, Turkey's prime minister called on the party to return from this mistake before it's too late. Turkey drew international condemnation Friday following the arrests, which brought into question the state of democracy in Turkey. An American city, Walid Yusuf Pitts Luckman, being held in Yemen, has been released. He was taken to Oman. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the news. This is VOA News. FBI Director James Comey has told Congress he has not changed his conclusion, reached in July, that Hillary Clinton did nothing criminal in using a private server for emails when she was Secretary of State. Comey made the announcement Sunday after reviewing a new batch of emails discovered during an unrelated investigation. Jennifer Palmieri is Hillary Clinton's communication director.
We're glad to see that he has confirmed the conclusions that he really reached in July, and we're glad that this matter is resolved.
In the U.S. presidential campaign, meanwhile, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are appearing in key states in a last-minute bid to grab the attention of undecided voters. National surveys continue to show Clinton with a narrow edge over Trump. Most polling analysts are predicting a Clinton victory on Tuesday, but her advantage over Trump is not believed to be insurmountable. Officials in the Indian capital shut down schools, halted construction activity, and closed a coal-fired power plant temporarily as alarm bells were sounded about the deadly haze of air pollution that has shrouded the city this past week. The emergency measures came amid rising calls for an urgent response to dangerous pollutants in New Delhi's hazardous air, which have spiked more than 30 times the safe limits set by the World Health Organization. This young man is hoping for cleaner air.
I'm here to fight for my right to breathe. I feel prisoned at home because of health advisories that I can't go out without a mask. So I think it's high time we realize that we need to do something about pollution in Delhi.
Although the Indian capital is counted among cities with the dirtiest air in the world, the situation turned particularly dire this week. Pope Francis urged political leaders across the world to respect the dignity of prison inmates and to offer them amnesty whenever possible. Francis held a special Jubilee Mass Sunday in St. Peter's Basilica for some 1,000 prisoners from 12 countries and their families. A U.S. citizen who believes his computer was hacked by the Ethiopian government is appealing to a high court for the right to have his case heard in a U.S. court. In 2014, a lower district court found that the man, known by the pseudonym Kidane, could not sue Ethiopia for using software to monitor his online activities. The 2014 decision determined that U.S. courts do not have jurisdiction because the alleged malware attack was initiated outside of U.S. borders. Kidane, a government critic, is living in the U.S. He believes the Ethiopian government used a malware program to record his Skype calls, monitor his web searches, and scan his email. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.